You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This person sent an email. He has a little bit of a dilemma. He said, I'm a longtime listener, first time emailer. Been with my girlfriend now for about 4 years, and we finally decided to go ahead and have a three-way. Neither I or her have had a three-way before, so this will be the both of the first times for us.
Mm-hmm.
We have finally found a girl willing to come over and have this three-way with us. She's an old friend, but I've known her for some time now. I'm writing you today because we've both been curious of how do we start it. Dear listeners, we thought they may have an idea. Do you just invite them over? They walk in the door, y'all get naked and bang? Do you go out to dinner, get to know each other first, then go home?
Does this person know they're there for a threesome, or are you springing it on them?
Well, yeah, they said they found a girl willing to come over and have a three-way with us, so obviously...
Well, I wouldn't do any of that other dumb stuff.
Well, I think if you have to ask how to start a three-way, you shouldn't have a three-way.
Yeah, it's going to end up awkward. I think you should make some pizza rolls. And I think that you should have a bowl of M&M's and beverages.
That's
ready.
A good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
Pizza rolls.
Nothing goes better with banging than pizza rolls.
Put some of those like rubber sheets on your bed.
Get you. If you want me to have a threesome with you.
Pizza rolls?
That's how to do it.
Well, you have to get nude
come
first.
Come over tonight.
Then eat pizza rolls.
I'm very lonely.
Yeah. James, he's got pizza rolls.
There's your threesome.
Yeah. Referred to as the king of the pizza rolls.
What kind of pizza
Chuck's
rolls?
Basement.
Oh,
supreme.
Supreme. Nice.
Chuck prefers the meat lovers.
Yeah, I do.
Extra sausage.
He loves meat.
James knows me. James knows me best.
That email started out like, I thought that they were going to go a different way with it, too. He's like, we've been together for 4 years, and I've decided that it's time that I
have a threesome.
Have a threesome.
Yeah.
Like, I thought they were going to be his question.
Pop the question. Pop the question.
That's the relationship milestone, right? It's not get engaged, have kids. It's when are we going to have threesome? When are we going to do anal?
It's crazy.
I like that idea, Andy.
Yeah.
Good one.
All the snacks and stuff?
Yeah, snacks.
You got to have snacks. I mean, don't go out to dinner because everybody's going to be full.
Yeah, you don't want to. You should be on like a prison diet.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, for sure. There shouldn't be food involved, really. Some light munchies, perhaps, but that's about it.
Light munchies.
Someone said, my girlfriend and I usually get to know the person. We usually go get drinks with her, and then we head back to the bedroom. It's way less awkward if you do have a little conversation first. So here's some threesome advice. This person said, just start off with a shower.
Welcome. Follow us to the shower.
Yes. Oh, man. Three people in a shower, somebody's going to be cold.
Some ballroom dancing, maybe.
Oh, wow.
That's
what he's doing.
Ballroom dancing. That's interesting.
Yeah. Are they from around here?
I'm not sure.
There's a place you could go.
You do.
There you go. Lisa knows your place.
Some dancing and some steaks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Steaks?
Really, just knock her socks off.
Yeah, you're going
to
want
to. I don't think socks need to be knocked off here. Socks are already up.
Beep, yep. Bloop, boop, boop,
boop.
Hell yeah.
Go check
swirl.
Little twirl.
Little bow.
That was James twirling me.
Chuck has a phenomenal curtsy.
This guy says
right over.
They hang out. They play a game. They have a drink. They get comfortable with each other. And then they bang.
I'll tell you what, if I thought I was going to have a threesome and then I had to play a board game, I would just leave.
Pull out Scrabble.
Oh, my God, Lise.
Oh, Trouble?
Trouble.
Yeah.
The Pop-O-Matic Trouble.
Yahtzee.
The
dice.
Yahtzee!
Yahtzee!
I'm going to have sex with everyone.
Yeah.
Eat some soup.
Yeah, oh yeah, soup's a great threesome food.
Nothing says sex like soup.
The slurping gets you. The slurping gets you ready.
Charades.
Soup and charades.
Oh my God, Pictionary. Okay, one word. One word sounds like. erection.
Ooh.
Boner. Giant wiener. Doggy
thrust.
Style.
Thrust. Sex. Pound. Hard. Giving it.
Sounds like.
Knock. Sell rock.
Sounds like hard.
Rock hard.
Rock hard. Yes! Let's go have sex.
Yay!
Just a little. Because anything unsexier
than that sound.
Soup slurping?
That is soup horrible. Slurping's a terrible sound.
Oh, wow. The worst things you could do before a threesome, huh?
That's what we're here for.
That's better.
Yeah, I don't know if they don't have like Martha Stewart never did an episode where she made decorations and things.
No. Go to the opera.
Go to the opera. Night of the little binoculars. I cannot wait after this. We're going to have a threesome.
I feel like half of the men that way.
Yeah, no, I don't know if that's a good idea. A bunch of people are saying drinks are necessary. Drinks loosen up. Alcohol and weed. Strip poker.
Mini golf.
Mini golf's fun.
Oh, that's sexy. What's sexier than mini golf?
Naked mini golf?
James, help me here. Help me make this putt.
Oh, I'm making sure we get a hole in one.
Oh, my God. Bowling's good.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Something sexier than a bowling alley.
Yeah. I find that nothing gets me hotter than some bocce ball. Yeah.
Rented shoes.
Whoa!
The smell
Knock
of those
me out.
Rented shoes.
Yeah.
Horseshoes.
Oh, horseshoes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're making gingerbread houses.
Here's
then we're gonna bang.
There's so three-way sex.
So many people with threesome experience texting us. Someone said, myself and the girl always start upstairs in the bedroom, and my guy usually gives us 7 to 10 minutes to play alone.
7 to 10.
Timed out.
All right. You can't
wait too long.
Time for the bad times.
Don't wait too long.
Yeah.
7 to 10.
Married 10 years. We've had many extra partners.
Yeah.
This one, me and my wife have the occasional three-way. The way we started the first time was with a friend. We planned it out ahead of time. Started with drinks, then some sort of strip game, and made sure we followed the ground rules that we set. That worked out for us. And then it's been multiple times with multiple girls.
Mm.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons and bagel bites.
You wander into a bedroom and that's a...
there's an evil succubus.
Yeah, oh. She really puts the suck in succubus.
This guy said, what I did, I just pushed the two girls' faces together, and then I stuffed mine into the mix. And it kind of went from there.
Now kiss!
Yes, and I'm joining.
Oh, that's wild. That's not
a
good start.
Your faces together, they do.
Drinks, and then the girls need to start. Whether they tease the boy by kissing or whatnot, it's less awkward if the girls start it.
I never thought about it.
It's weird to just come walking in like...
My turn!
Yeah.
Someone get started.
Okay, strip poker keeps coming up over and over again. That's how a lot of threesomes start.
That's lame.
Strip. Yeah, it is, huh?
That's how the wife and I always start our threesomes.
Or Twister. Twister's come up like five times.
Twister, what is
New Twister?
Thing. It's like advice from 1976.
Dude, I'm a fat guy. If I'm playing naked Twister, nobody's going to be aroused.
You guys, that's the thing. Strip poker, strip game, strip Twister, strip poker. It keeps coming up over and over again. Strip pong.
It's from 1973.
Yeah, these are all old swingers.
Yeah. I'll tell you what we did.
Yeah, little strip poker.
Oh,
they do strip.
Full house.
Strip to reveal pursuit.
Oh God.
Strip truth or dare.
It. That's.
How do people even? Do
Why are they doing
strip pool?
What?
Twister.
Break out the accordion.
Tetherball.
Nothing sexy. That's the most beautiful hot sound.
I can't even imagine two girls getting it on and you're playing the accordion. The accordion. You're trying to
I didn't
it.
Hear real well. I thought you said strip poker.
Strip. Oh, God.
Yep. Nope.
Jesus Christ. Mm.
Strip Pictionary. Mm.
Hide and seek. Buttholes and dragons. That got me.
But I kind of agree. If you are not sure how a threesome should get started, you may want to hold off for a little bit on that threesome. Someone said, meet up for a delightful meal at the Golden Corral first.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Someone said, okay, here's what he can do. Tell him to spend some money on a Holiday Inn jacuzzi suite. Get some champagne.
Mm-hmm.
No hard liquor unless you know everyone can handle it.
Yeah.
Get comfortable.
Ooh, yeah.
Tell the guy to always lead the way.
Yeah, lead the way.
This person starts with dick tricks. They just whip it out and start swinging it.
Well, if you got one like that, go ahead. If you can tie it in a knot.
I'm always impressed by the helicopter move.
Oh, yeah.
Hot tub. Strip solitaire.
Strip knitting.
So, there you go. Hopefully that gave you some...
Crossfire!
It's an amazing game.
Crossfire!
All right, I win. Take your clothes off.
I win every time.
Hopefully that gave you some wonderful ideas.
Yeah.
Or some real
horrible
ones.
To give you good ideas.
Soup and pizza rolls.
Soup.
Yep.
Just
soup.
That's how you do it.
Soup.
Nothing's better.
I've made a chowder.
Chowder.
It's
enjoy.
It's our special
cream-based soup.
Yeah.
Always the way to go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
If a man loses his penis, his sex life is done, right?
Well, there's always another thing you can do.
There's other stuff back there.
Mm-hmm. One man says his sex life is actually better after he lost his penis to penile cancer.
He's worried about other things now.
Jesus Christ.
He's found a different button to play with.
He says...
Such a high on the chicken to penile cancer.
I know, penile cancer is tragic. But there's hope.
Ups and downs.
There's hope.
Prepare to peg!
Preparing to peg! He says, here, this is his quote. First and foremost, just because you're not using a penis doesn't mean you can't have sex. He began explaining that his ability to have natural, penetrative sex no longer exists. He said, however, that despite no longer having a penis... He and his partner found more stimulating ways to have sex through kissing, oral, stimulating each other's nipples, and using fingers. Occasionally, the couple will peg.
Prepare to peg! Preparing to peg.
They will use a strap-on penis, and they will take turns using it on each other.
My goodness.
Well, he gets most of his orgasmic sensations now from the stimulation of his testicles and taint and inner thighs.
Just like James.
This guy.
And when he ejaculates now, his semen comes out of a hole created for him behind his testicles instead of his penis.
Well, ain't that something?
Thanks for putting it there. Where do you want your hole?
You put it back by my tank. I really like to be up, legs kick back like a baby, kind of shoot it out of there.
You design it, draw a picture of it.
Well, here's what I like. You crumple it up. You're like, that one's no good. My balls are here. This is where my donger was. We'll just say it's gone. I would like my hole back and down here. And then here's my butthole.
Are you sure?
Are you sure that's where you want it? Butthole, balls,
all right.
And there, right there.
That's a magic spot
gonna,
for me.
That's going to be your finale hole.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Does it say how old this guy is and how he got? I really want to know how to not get penile cancer.
Oh, man. Well, don't let your penis smoke.
HPV is how it happens. Typically a result of HPV.
Yeah.
The old HPV.
Twice in one show that HPV came up.
So,
man, I don't know how you don't take a... If you can take a vaccine for that, I don't know how you don't.
His semen is normal. Still contains sperm.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he and his partner have a little bit less sex. They went from doing it every single day now to only a few times a week, but their quality of sex has improved. Their sex sessions last longer, and his partner has more orgasms than she ever has.
Oh, yeah, because he didn't just have his one and then go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
He says, though, that he enjoys sex so much because he realized he had to be confident in his own body. He said he admits he had months where he couldn't even face looking at his body without being ashamed. But he worked on himself. He learned that being comfortable in your own skin goes a long way to feeling sexy. He said, if you feel sexy, someone else will find you sexy, too.
Do you think...
What's wrong with
you? Do you think they scissor? I do.
Oh, my God.
Oh my god!
That's why my hands were on my head.
You're like that lady that had amnesia yesterday.
I know. I'm like weird.
Nuclear attack.
That's what I thought.
It's much worse than that.
He was looking at the sky. North Korea done did it.
Oh, I just tease.
Like, are we gonna have to stop the show because a nuclear attack is imminent? No, Chuck was thinking.
Chuck was thinking about them scissoring.
They're scissoring.
It's much better than being attacked.
Yeah.
But no, it's still not. Shocking.
I mean, it's I'm not. Stressed out, but that was wild.
It really, I was scared. The whole logistics.
Well, because the president's literally on the TV and it was like, what's happening?
Wow.
So I guess they could scissor. I guess they could scissor.
Especially where his... new hole is
his semen hole is
and where he says he gets all of his pleasure now is his taint area. I bet they do some serious scissoring.
Do what you gotta do. I guess
do what you gotta do. You got a new hole, you gotta use it.
The parts you got,
right? Absolutely.
I don't know,
Chuck, if you didn't have a dong you'd figure stuff out, right?
I know, but I don't think I could scissor. I don't know how I'd even
you don't think you'd figure
I
out
don't,
scissoring?
I don't think so. I
come
mean
on.
Not a lot to it. I think you'd figure it out.
Yeah. I know, but it's really not even something I've...
Spreading your legs and slamming stuff together. You
know? I know, but...
Heller, just to really focus on your balls and taint. That's what he says works for him.
Good. Same stuff you tell me.
Exactly.
Damn.
Balls and taint.
We've never scissored, though.
No, but I have other ways of taking care of the balls and taint.
Okay. My goodness gracious.
Shall we then close the chapter on no penis man.
All right.
And we wish him well. Yeah. And scissor or not.
There it goes.
Away you go.
Perfect.
Yes. There we go. Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I feel like if you go into a Walmart in Pasco County, Florida, at any time of the day or night, someone may be doing some sort of ceremony to get rid of evil spirits.
Hmm.
It's possible.
It seems like such a bizarre place to be that you never know.
A lot of evil.
A guy in Pasco County poured salt on himself and all over the floors at a Walmart. He said he was doing it to get rid of evil spirits.
Well, Walmart is chock full. Of evil spirits.
So were they were in him, though? Because he was
pouring the salt all over
him. He was pouring the salt on him and the Walmart floors.
Hmm.
He said it had to get rid of the evil spirits around him.
Yeah.
Did it work?
No. They're still right in his head.
They're still right inside.
Yeah.
38-year-old Damien Dean Cantrell.
His name's Damien.
Damien.
Jesus.
Uh-oh.
Is there baby Damien? Oh, geez. Not the best name.
Wait a second. So he's 38.
Yeah.
He's 38.
Would they have known by then that you shouldn't name a child Damien?
Yes.
Because of that movie?
Yeah. Movie come out.
Yeah, you would have. For sure.
Yeah, because it's 3 years. If it came out after 81.
Yeah.
So The Omen was 1976.
Oh, they knew about it.
Yeah,
they knew. Oh, yeah.
That's The Omen, too.
What are you doing?
That was 78. 76 is when the original.
Yeah, 76. I mean, like you.
You knew what you were doing.
Like, if my name was Damien, I'm born in 75, then it's like, oh, man, my parents just made a real bad choice. You know, but after 76, you should know you can't name. That is like Satan's child, right?
Yeah. This is our son, Satan, and our daughter, Cthulhu.
They say the man was talking oddly, poured salt all over himself.
Can somebody get him out of the home goods aisle? This guy's freaking me out. I'm trying to buy a rug.
Attention Walmart shopper, please avoid home goods for the next little bit. There's an evil spirit.
You got salt everywhere. That's in my eye. Oh, that burns. That stings. He's making a good point, though.
But I think when you see the guy's ears, it will show you. If you can see, in color, I have it on my screen. I think that
you can tell by the ears.
He is the devil.
Yeah, the ears.
He'd be the devil.
Look at his ears.
Yeah, well, they don't really.
Yeah, the devil's into his cousins.
He didn't have
the pointy.
Much of
a, he's got the pointy.
Yeah,
ears.
It's almost like little horns, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, his ears didn't grow all the way.
The manager said he wanted the man charged with trespassing after he did perform that demon removal ritual.
A ritual.
He walked out into the woods.
Oh,
yes, they do.
Oh,
just
man.
Just left the Walmart and walked out into the woods.
But they found him.
Yeah, they got him. Yeah, that's how they got the mugshot with his demon ears.
Good.
Demon ears.
Yep.
I thought it might have just been on file. I feel like he's been arrested before.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a rap.
I can't imagine if you asked Walmart workers for their craziest Walmart day, what stories they'd have. Because so many stories come out of Walmart. So many.
Are they allowed to talk about
them? No, they're not, probably.
I wonder.
They probably got a gag order
on. I wonder.
Let's put it out there for just a minute. And you don't, if you are a worker there, be anonymous, okay? But if you're not, maybe you just were there and you witnessed some sort of demon ritual.
It's one of the only places you got to sign an NDA to.
Craziest thing you've seen at a Walmart. If you want to join us, 1-855-954-6969. Toll free, 1-855-954-6969. Especially you guys down in Florida. I'm sure you tend to see the stories that come out of there tend to be crazier than elsewhere. Craziest thing you've seen at a Walmart. 1-855-954-6969.
A southern Walmart is a wild place.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wild place.
It is. Where did Amber and I don't even know. When on our way to Tennessee, we stopped into a Walmart in Kentucky.
A Kentucky Walmart.
We were in a Kentucky Walmart together.
That's crazy.
And that was a sight. It was more just like the sights. Yeah. Right? No rituals were performed.
Yeah, no rituals. It's tough to catch a ritual.
It is tough to catch a ritual.
Yeah.
But just seeing the Kentucky creatures.
Yeah, it's like a safari of sorts.
It was,
You don't get to they'll charge you. We'll charge you on
the You should
cards.
Have been in like one of those motorized scooters with some protection.
Get a cage around you.
Like I can blend in.
That one was close. That one was close, dear.
I can blend in, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Amber doesn't blend in.
Well, no.
She sticks out like a sore Indian thumb.
Yeah.
They've never seen anything
they were
like
what in tarnation?
So I think that got us a little bit of attention.
Yeah. Kentucky Walmart. Kentucky
surprised you made it out.
Yeah. But we definitely saw some things that I think I saw a triple boob. It was just two, but squished together, it appeared to be three gigantic boobs.
Mm. Wow. That's not normal.
No.
I've never seen anything.
However, her shirt was squishing her fat. It gave her a middle boob.
A middle boob?
Yeah.
James, aren't you? You're pretty famous from Walmart, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm on People at Walmart a couple times.
Yeah.
A couple of
people may have seen James in Walmart.
Yeah, walking around in a Speedo and in a man phone.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
How amazing is it to make it on there twice?
Oh, it's awesome. I love it.
That's
one of my insignificant achievements in life. It only means something to me. It doesn't mean anything to anybody else in the world, but I'm very proud of it. It
means something to me.
We'll start here. Voice-changing technology, Chuck, as an anonymous Tennessee Walmart worker joins us.
My God in heaven. You all right?
Hey, anonymous. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
What is the craziest thing you've seen in a Tennessee Walmart?
Well, I used to work at Walmart third shift, and I worked in the dog food department, and Ron Jeremy came up to me with two big, huge guys and asked me where the film was at.
That's cool. Like he was buying film?
Film.
Yeah, he was going to a strip club in McMinnville, and apparently he was going to make some movies.
Huh. Wow.
What year was this?
Yeah, film.
That was 2007.
Like, he's, like, film for a camera?
Probably. He was probably, going to take some photos of the strippers doing...
Oh, like 35 millimeter film.
Yeah.
Not, like, movie camera.
No.
Not movie camera. I didn't know Walmart sold
that.
I
don't think you can get it. Yeah, I don't know where.
I was going to say, I'm not sure.
Going to order that special.
So bizarre. Jeez. I mean, it makes sense, Ron Jeremy and Walmart, but...
Yeah.
This person said, I saw a guy in a gangbang in a Walmart parking lot. The van was full of blow-up dolls. This was in Seabrook, New Hampshire.
That's the safest kind of gangbang to have.
A blow-up doll gangbang?
Yeah, it is.
Got to be safe.
It helps to be safe.
Yeah, you get a little lightheaded blowing them all up.
That's the most dangerous part.
You gotta
bring a pump. You need a pump for that game.
Yeah, you can't. You'd be out of breath.
Regular line here. We have Julia. Hey, Julia. Craziest thing you've seen in a Walmart.
Hi, how's it going? So I was in Walmart on the North Shore.
You can pull your phone just back from your face a bit. Thank you.
Oh, back from my face. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I had to use the restroom, so use the restroom, and as I'm walking in...
Anyway, she saw poop and she stepped in it. She stepped in human poop.
Wow.
She stepped in human poop.
That's a very regular occurrence in a 24-hour large shopping store.
You gotta be mindful of your step.
Trying to reveal a store, but not reveal the store that I work at.
Large shopping store.
Watch out.
Large shopping center.
You have to mind your footsteps.
Oh, yes, you do, because here's another one, voice changing. This guy works at a Walmart, and what's the craziest thing you've seen there, Anonymous? It's you, Anonymous.
Hi, yes.
Lady, go ahead.
When I, at my Walmart, we had asked the homeless man to vacate the flower area. He had been sleeping there, and he got angry, so he backed his butt up at our door, that the automatic door, and he took a dump on our door.
Yep. Wow. I saw a hippo do that at the zoo.
That's a payback.
I really did.
You really did, I know.
So he pushed his cheeks, like, right up on the glass?
Amazing.
Come on! Jesus!
Like, the first time she said it was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah,
the
but you
time,
can't. You can't.
You keep going,
I guess no follow-up.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah, it is.
The longer
tough,
you
right?
keep someone on.
Passionate story.
And that poor person, I guarantee the person on cleanup duty at Walmart is not making enough to deal with homeless poop.
No.
So, James, who cleans up the homeless poop on the door?
Hi, guys. Special James here.
No.
I just clocked in, boss. What am I going to do today?
No.
Am I pushing punch again?
Special James has
Poor
to do
Special
it.
James.
Oh, no. Somebody pooped on the door.
Okay.
Oh,
man.
This is what's on the floor in the bathroom.
Yep. Bad day for him.
It's all over the grass.
So, the homeless guy, did he think he was in a garden?
Yeah, he thought he was in a field.
No.
He thought he was in a meadow.
He was just glad.
He was in the flower
There was
department.
A building around him.
he thought it was a meadow.
Oh, man.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
I'll show you all.
He did.
On a regular line, we're going to go to Dylan. Hi, Dylan. Good morning, man.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
Not much. Craziest thing you've seen in a Walmart?
So I was moving my sister down to North Carolina, and friend and I went into the Walmart. I had to go to the bathroom. I walk in the bathroom. Guy's just washing his face. And then right after I get to go to the bathroom, I turn around. He's splashing water all over his body, washing his clothes, face, body, everything.
Yeah, taking the old Walmart shower, if you will.
But he had his clothes on while he was washed? So he was washing, like, his clothes and body at the same time?
He had his clothes on, and he was just splashing water and then rubbing it on his body and using the soap and everything.
So the clothes dried him.
So it was like a laundry...
He was his own washing machine.
Yes.
And shower.
And clothes hanger.
Yeah.
He's everything.
All in one. That's a real all in one.
He's a time saver.
Huh.
Like Warren Buffett.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Exactly like Warren Buffett.
Lisa.
Exactly what I think of when I think of Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett washing himself with his clothes on.
A homeless man. It's
time saver.
Taking a bathroom shower.
Multitasker.
Regular line, we've got Cassian from Rhode Island. Craziest thing you've seen at a Walmart, Cassian?
A guy came in and got down to only his sneakers and started screaming on bath salts, running around naked.
At least he left his shoes on. Yeah, usually the shoes come off for...
Yeah, it's wild. Different. I don't think I can even take my pants off with my shoes still on.
That's true. I can't.
I know.
Maybe if it was like your...
If it was shorts, you could.
Maybe.
Shorts, you can wiggle out of them.
Oh, yeah. I'd fall for sure.
Devin's up next. Hiya, Devin.
Hey, how's it going? Ripcord?
Ripcord. Craziest thing you've seen at a Walmart.
So I went to Walmart. It's like a big superstore, and I saw these two fat women
pouring milk all over themselves, like gallons.
Wow.
Huh.
Keep like it's some sort of sexual escapade?
Yes, it was.
Or...
I have no idea what it was.
Huh.
Why would two big women just pour milk all over themselves at a Walmart?
Why wouldn't they?
They're really hot and they need to cool down.
Yeah.
With milk?
Well, it's creamy and
it stays, cool you it stays down. A bit.
It's probably the best thing to bring that body temperature down a couple degrees.
It's like how a pig gets
cool
in
down
mud.
Milk.
Sticks.
So a big lady does Walmart milk.
Well, do they... I will say this. If you're in a supermarket, the water that you would buy, it's never cold, right? It's always sort of stacked up.
Yeah. You're right. I guess
off
if
to
you
the
want
side,
jugs
if
of
you
cold
need
liquid,
something cold,
milk is there your biggest the biggest thing you could find.
Yeah.
You get some ice
you guys
tea.
Think I was just joshing you.
No.
This one, me and my buddy used to work in loss prevention at Walmart. There was a woman that was playing with her bits on a beanbag chair in the layaway area.
Layaway? That was somebody's beanbag chair.
Someone would soon pick up that beanbag chair.
Yeah.
That they've been paying off for weeks.
Fine.
Maybe Tyler Perry paid off that guy's Christmas beanbag chair.
Oh, my God. you got the diddle chair.
Thanks, Medea.
How much is a beanbag chair?
Like 20, 25 bucks.
Yeah, not much.
Not much at all.
Yeah, but it's not all that's wrapped up to be. I have a beanbag chair. Stella got one. And if you get in it, you'll never get out.
I think he was wondering why you'd need to put it on layaway. But maybe you put it with a bunch of stuff, right?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, you got a cart full of stuff.
And then it costs easy and you get beans everywhere.
Oh, beans everywhere.
Beans all around.
Don't break it.
The same loss prevention guys caught a guy in the women's room on his knees licking the toilet seat wearing nothing but women's panties from Walmart.
We got another one.
Not again. Come on, Jethro.
Not again.
Just leave them.
Anonymous, I understand what you saw in Walmart was a little different. What happened there? Hi, Anonymous lady.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Hello? So I'm a nurse, and I was working the night shift in Boston, and it had been busy. I stopped on one of those giant Walmarts on my way home to get stuff to go camping.
Yes.
And I turned down the aisle of all the chips and everything, and this woman in front of me screams and drops and has a seizure. So people start running and throwing bags of those Tostitos scoops under her. So her
quick, we need scoops! Drop her up with scoops! Get the scoops! They're the best for seizures!
And there's this young woman who's probably far too young to have all the babies she had with her and just a tank top and no bra, just screaming and peening and wailing.
Ah!
It's like something out of a horror movie.
She's going to die if we don't get her all. Get her loose to put her neck under some scoops.
Those scoops saved her life.
They
like shove beef jerky in her mouth.
The woman is trying to like sit her up and wake her up and make her drink something. The woman's not responsive and she's trying to like get water. I'm like, no.
Oh my God.
Drink some of this queso. Drink queso.
I have to turn around to the woman and say, shut up.
A Walmart emergency. Oh,
can I tell you?
Get some scoops on her quick. She's going to die.
Promise me. Every one of you. When you have your medical emergency that you will have in life,
yes,
don't let it be at the Walmart.
Right?
No.
I promise
you
that.
They are not there to take care of you. A screaming mother of 12.
I feel like at the very end, somebody just came up with some sprinkles and just was like,
in a tube.
Did that help anything?
No.
More scoops! We need more scoops!
I'm not a doctor.
No.
Sprinkles
it's not where you want to have
no,
it.
No, you got it. You heard her.
She's shaking violently. Get some scoops. Oh, my God.
Scoops. Put ice cream in her belly button.
They're also
You don't know what they'll try.
That put cookies on her eyes.
That could wake me up.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's cold.
Belly button.
Someone's like running around telling that story.
This one time I saved a woman's life in a Walmart. I put ice cream on her belly button and it saved her.
Someone said, I saw two elderly men in motorized scooters engaging in a spit war at a Walmart. Just spitting on each other. I was terrified.
Oh my God. Why?
Why would two old men be spitting on each other?
Well,
it was a battle.
Someone took that scooter they wanted.
Yeah.
Who knows, right?
They were in a range.
Someone hit another one.
A ranged fight.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't
the only
to
weapons
touch
they
each
had
other.
Were their spit.
That's it.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's gross, man.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine if I wasn't really sure what was going on, and I'm just sort of in my own world, and then all of a sudden I like caught some old man missed spit on my leg. Or
this one, we were at a Walmart just outside Hocking Hills, Ohio, in the middle of nowhere. We asked the cashier, "Hey, is okay to swim in that pond there?" She looked at us with lifeless black eyes and said, "You don't want to swim there? Don't even go there." We asked why. She said, "Just don't."
We left. Water gone sour.
Yeah, swimming that.
We left. We never went, and we never found out why we shouldn't go.
Don't even.
I think it's odd on both sides of the coin that you just want to swim in a random Ohio pond.
Yeah. Don't swim in any Ohio pond.
A Walmart pond. You'll catch fire in them.
Did you man, take you.
John, John, craziest thing you've seen in a Walmart, what was it?
Me and my friends were going to a Walmart just to get groceries, and some lady in one of those electric wheelchairs had gone up on the sidewalk curb and flipped over and went to help her, and she thought that we were trying to steal her purse, the first one everywhere, and the security came, and they started to freak out, and my buddy Dave was talking to security, and they ended up, like, cuffing him, and I don't know, we ended up like clearing it up with all of them, but
trust no one, help no one.
No, just you know. I'm sorry if I'm at Walmart and you're old and you go right over. I gotta keep walking.
No, come on.
I gotta keep walking.
You wouldn't. You'd help an old lady up.
Well, then she starts screaming, "You're a thief!"
I know. Then I.
Then you know.
It's just like in the nature documentaries, man.
Just went to Walmart last week. It was just me. A woman walked in with a baby. Was screaming at the baby along the freezer section like an adult, begging the baby to give her answers. "You answer me, baby!
That's the last time you trick me, baby! Where are my car keys?"
"Tell me, baby."
I was at a Walmart in the Florida Everglades. I was in line behind a man trying to buy an $1,100 flat-screen TV. He was trying to bargain with the cashier, said, "I'll give you $50 for it."
Oh, man, huh?
He eventually got up to 150 before the cashier called a manager. After a large argument, he stormed towards the door, screaming in another language. Turns out he was putting a curse on the cashier and the manager.
Oh, man.
She said, the cashier rolled her eyes and said, "Oh, not again. It happens all the time because there's a large Haitian population in the area. They're always putting curses on them."
Yeah, they say they try to barter everything down.
Voodoo's nothing to mess with.
$50.
I'd be so pissed.
I'll give you $50.
I'd be like, "Take it. Don't put a voodoo curse on me."
Yours.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
It's yours.
It's not my $1,100 TV. Yeah. I mean, I'll probably lose my job that day, but I won't get a curse.
Fine. I've seen Stephen King's Thinner.
I have not seen that.
Curses, man.
Not good.
There's some weird, weird things that happen in
Walmart. Well, sure. It's Walmart.
Dominic, what did you see?
Hey guys, penis balls.
Penis
balls.
Tell us what you saw.
So I was in the Canadian Walmart across the river, it was around Christmas time. I saw two old men in scooters. They both had wrapping paper rolls in their baskets, and at one point they started sword fighting because they got into an argument. I don't know if the guy wasn't going fast enough, and then I turned around and looked again, and it looked like they were almost jousting with each other.
Yeah, like an actual Canadian joust.
So it's different. Yeah. The Canadians, they use wrapping paper. In America, they spit.
Yeah, they spit in America. Yeah. It's a more civilized duel.
Also, your corn pops are weird.
And there's that.
Oh, no, there they go. Let them do it. It's a Canadian old man joust.
Men fighting on motorized scooters in Walmarts all the time.
Listen,
we're like men
on scooters, first
of all. Angry.
That pisses you off right away.
Oh, my God.
Frickin' scooter.
Scooter's got me just livid.
And I've got to get down this aisle and look at this guy taking up three quarters of the room.
He's in the way.
Rude. And you know that he's just going to bump him. Well, I'll tell you. I'll just bump you.
Maybe somebody doesn't know the rules of the right of way in the aisles of the
exactly.
store. You know, somebody's going to make a turn and they're not waiting for the other guy in the scooter to go past first.
So I'm just glad my dad's not at this point yet.
Yeah.
You know, that he's like, decides to
joust.
Scooter fights.
Get on a scooter.
This is a weird one. We were in a Walmart, North Dakota, 2 a.m. Heard a loud scream. We ran over to see what was going on. Some guy had robbed a guy behind the electronics desk. So that guy's like,
somebody help that woman. Oh, it's a man.
But the guy who was robbing ripped his pants in the meantime. For some reason, he didn't have any underwear on, so his dignity was hanging out. Or his dinghy.
His dignity.
His dignity was hanging out.
I love your dignity.
Maybe that's the name of his wiener.
Yeah. Look, I can see dignity.
That's dignity.
You want to see my dignity? Here it is.
There it is. Jordan, craziest thing you've seen in a Walmart. What was it?
How dignified.
So me and my wife were walking through an aisle, and then a woman was walking the opposite way in the opposite side of the aisle. And she lit up a cigarette in the middle of the aisle, and we're walking. She kind of looks at us like, oh, whoops, I didn't even realize I was inside. And she puts the cigarette out on her hand.
Oh!
And then she looks up at us like she was surprised that it hurt.
She was obviously on something, right? So the Walmart meth.
Meth is a hell of a drug.
I never learned about nerves.
What, you thought it was going to hurt me?
Don't you think a quarter of the women in Walmart could light up a smoke at any moment?
Yes.
I think that's probably the number one thing people get kicked out of Walmart for.
I'm sure, for smoking. Yeah.
I'm sure they let it fly a lot.
Yeah.
You think?
They like to smoke.
Yeah.
It's a Kentucky Walmart.
I do.
Just
go ahead.
We're just happy you're not making meth inside the thing.
Exactly.
And then this one, I had to tell the woman that she couldn't eat hot dogs just right from the cooler.
Oh, God. Ma'am. Wall dogs. Don't eat the wall dogs.
Delicious.
Like cold.
Delicious.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.